Radio Prague News.
The authorities in Prague say they want to play no part in a planned state visit by Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych. The president will name Jiří Rusnak a member of the board of the Czech National Bank on Wednesday. And the prime minister has backed the construction of an Amazon distribution center in Brno. The authorities in Prague say they wish to play no part in a planned state visit by Ukraine's president, Viktor Yanukovych, to the Czech Republic in April. Mayor Tomáš Hudáček said on Tuesday he would not be invited to the old town hall, which is customary during a presidential visit. A number of public figures have called on President Miloš Zeman to cancel the invitation to Mr. Yanukovych, whose country is currently riven by deep unrest, sparked by his decision to back away from closer ties to the European Union and agree a loan deal with Russia. The recently appointed three-party coalition government of Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka will seek a confidence vote on February 18th, deputies decided on Tuesday. Under Czech law, a new government has 30 days to win approval in the lower house. The government of the Social Democrats, ANO, and the Christian Democrats has 111 seats in the 200-seat chamber. President Miloš Zeman will name Jiří Rusnak a member of the board of the Czech National Bank on Wednesday, the president's office announced on Tuesday. Mr. Rusnak, an economist, was until recently prime minister of a caretaker government installed by the president. Mr. Zeman had signalled his intention of appointing him to the seven-member central bank board soon after becoming head of state a year ago. Mr. Rusnak was in the past Minister of Finance and Minister of Industry and Trade. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka has expressed backing for the construction of a distribution centre by the internet retail giant Amazon in the Moravian capital Brno. After a meeting on Monday with Brno's mayor Roman Onderka, Mr. Sobotka promised state support for the building of a new exit off the D1 motorway, leading to the site of the proposed distribution centre. The Prime Minister also backs the building of a second Amazon centre at Dobrovíz near Prague, which has come in for some local opposition. Finance Minister Andrej Babiš said recently that if the online retailer didn't invest in the Czech Republic, it would do so in Poland or Slovakia. Staff at Prague Zoo have been forced to put down a rare Sumatran tiger born there in July. Vets had discovered that the animal, which had first been presented to the public at Christmas, had a form of hereditary kidney disease. The male tiger cub was put down 2 weeks ago, but the zoo didn't announce the news on its website until Tuesday. Sumatran tigers are seriously endangered. There are around 400 at a reservation in Indonesia and about 100 in European zoos. A new documentary about the late Czech documentary maker Pavel Kotecký is set to receive its premiere in Prague on Tuesday night. Jana Počtová's film, entitled Fragmenty PK, Fragments of PK, maps the life and work of Kotecký, who was killed in 2006 before completing one of the most successful Czech documentaries of recent years, Občan Havel, Citizen Havel, a portrait of the former president. Kotecký died after falling from an uncompleted Prague skyscraper at the age of 49. The leading Czech downhill skier, Šárka Strachová, formerly Sahrobská, says she's hoping to take a medal at what will be her last Winter Olympics in Sochi. Before flying to Russia on Tuesday, the 28-year-old, who will carry the Czech flag at Friday's opening ceremony, said she'd train in Austria for a week between her two events, the super combined competition and the slalom, as no slopes would be available in Sochi for practicing. Strachová took bronze in the slalom in Vancouver 4 years ago. The weather, it should be largely cloudy with the chance of rain in the coming days. Temperatures are expected to reach up to 4 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby, and that's the end of the news.
You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio. I'm Daniela Lazarová. Coming up in today's program, the European Commission rings the alarm on corruption in the Czech Republic, among others, and Czech politicians rally to save a big US investment. Later on in Focus, are Czech students seeking new education horizons as the job market tightens? All that coming up, so please stay with us. The European Commission released its first ever corruption report on Monday, and the news was not good. EU Commissioner for Home Affairs, Cecilia Malmström, described the level of corruption in the European Union as breathtaking, and the report indicates that the Czech Republic makes a significant contribution to this unhappy state of affairs. Among the statistics presented, 95% of Czechs perceive corruption as widespread, and 71% of companies consider it to be the main hurdle to doing business in this country. I asked Radim Bureš of the Czech branch of Transparency International how well the report reflects the present state of affairs.
Well, the European report seems to be quite well balanced. It seems that they quite successfully described both the weaknesses and the positive features of the corruption situation in the Czech Republic. I must say that the ordinary citizens do not meet the corruption in their daily life too often. So it's the difference from some countries where the corruption is really, really widely spread. The corruption is concentrated on to the interface between the public institutions and business. So it's on one hand, it's a small number of people who is involved in the corruption practices. On the other hand, there are huge financial losses. It is a long-term run. We cannot expect the significant change in a short time. Even the best laws cannot solve the situation in a short time. But I really do hope that concentrated measures can spare some percentage of the public money which are abused at the moment, so at least the taxpayers will be able to see some positive results in the next years.
As you say, the main problems are in public procurement and abuse of funds, and the EU has called on the political elite to show greater responsibility in this respect. But can we expect the political elite to show greater responsibility in this respect when that is the perception of the public, that corruption goes to the top echelons of power? Can we hope that the next government will be better than the last?
Yeah, it's a good question. Now, first, I would like to appreciate the Commission view, because it's not speaking only about the Public Procurement Act, but really also about the political accountability and political leadership. Well, the last elections show the deep dissatisfaction and frustration of the Czech electorate against the traditional parties. The parties where the patronage and the links to the shadow business interest were deeply rooted were rejected. Well, the new political parties came in with this clear message. So I hope that at least party they will keep this message, and I have a moderate optimism that the present government will act better than the previous ones.
Radim Bureš from the Czech branch of Transparency International on the prospects of rooting out corruption here in the Czech Republic. Moving on now, major foreign investments in the Czech Republic have been thin on the ground in recent years, so Czech politicians now appear to be falling over themselves to make sure that internet commerce giant Amazon pushes ahead with its plans on the outskirts of Prague and Brno. Chris Johnston reports.
Czech planning laws and procedures, land purchase and local council decision-making can be notoriously long-winded. And that appeared to be the case for US-based internet commerce giant Amazon, after it announced plans to site two major distribution centres on the outskirts of Prague and Brno. Local inhabitants at the around 500-strong village of Dobrovice near Prague voted in a local referendum against Amazon's plans on the site already earmarked for industrial development. And prospects for the Brno distribution centre appeared threatened by the city council's threats to penalise the multinational if a link road to the main Prague-Brno motorway is not built in time. But Amazon is clearly not the sort of investor you can mess around with too much. The multinational threatened to tear up its plans for thousands of jobs in the Czech Republic and investments of around 5 billion crowns and site the distribution centres in Slovakia or Poland unless the planning and other obstacles started to disappear. Amazon is operating to a tight schedule. It wants its new Czech centres up and running by September this year, in time for the Christmas rush to dispatch goods across the whole of Central Europe. The prospect of further foot-dragging by councils and other state institutions has mobilised top Czech politicians on Amazon's behalf. Social Democrat Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka on Monday night met with Brno's mayor to smooth out the problems facing the development there. Sobotka said after the meeting that the link road to the motorway will be given top priority by the State Highways Agency. Brno City Council still has to vote in favour of selling some of the land needed for the Amazon site. Minister of Industry and Trade Jan Mládek will be descending on Dobrovice on Tuesday to sit in on a local council meeting which should decide whether to approve the Amazon sale. Amazon and its local developers have already sought to calm villagers' fears of heavy lorry traffic and noise by pledging a bypass to take the maximum 100 lorries a day that will use the distribution centre. Finance Minister and ANO leader Andrej Babiš has also intervened. He said it was unthinkable that the Czech Republic lose out on such a big investment because of local pettifogging. As well as the two distribution centres, each employing around 2,000 workers, and at peak periods up to 5,000, Amazon is also casting around for a central European site for its strategic services and information technology.
Chris Johnston with that report, and Chris stays with us now for our main feature in focus. Czech students are sought after not just by local universities and colleges, but also by their European counterparts, as student numbers dwindle across the continent. But while they are faced with more choice, Czech students also face a more difficult jobs market and the need to mark themselves out from the rest. Chris Johnson looks at the evolving higher education market.
Columbus objevil Ameriku. Na Univerzitě Karlově už se učilo 150 let. Univerzita Karlova tak patří mezi vůbec ty nejstarší v Evropě. A tím, že se řídila systémem.
When Christopher Columbus discovered America, Charles University had been up and running for 150 years as one of Central Europe's oldest educational institutions. That observation formed part of the plug for Prague's prestigious university at a fair in the capital last week, where universities and higher education colleges, not just from the Czech Republic, but the whole of Europe, and some from the US and Asia, used the event to showcase their courses and colleges. But are local roots, tradition and prestige enough in what looks like an increasingly competitive market? Within the next few weeks, tens of thousands of Czech school leavers will have to make their applications for university and college courses starting in the autumn. The Gaudemus Study Abroad Fair in Prague is a traditional event aimed at allowing educational institutions to sell themselves, not just to Czechs, but also Slovaks and other foreign students. Here, traditional public universities such as Charles University rub shoulders with relatively young private colleges, and universities which have grown out of training courses offered by big industrial companies such as Czech car maker Škoda Auto's Mladá Boleslav University, also with colleges offering specialist sports courses. One striking thing was the sheer number of foreign colleges and universities promoting themselves. So is there a boom in Czechs choosing to go abroad to study beyond the now common term or two away as part of the EU's Erasmus programme? Klára Matíková is a former student at the University of Worcester in Britain, who has been recruited to encourage other Czech students to follow in her footsteps.
The interest is rising, but it's in the very beginnings because people are not used to going abroad. It is, you know, the students don't know about the requirements, they don't know what it takes to go abroad, so they are afraid. And moreover, there is a huge problem with it because we have education free of charge, which, as you know, in Britain it's not free of charge, and they don't know about the financing, they don't know about the student loan, so it's hard for them to decide whether to go abroad or stay here. It's much easier to stay here, being in Prague, being in a familiar place. Compared to the other nations, Czech Republic is very weak in number of students, really. We just started 2 years ago, so I can't really judge based on that.
Last year, 17 Czechs signed up for the University of Worcester, 15 undergraduates and 2 postgraduates. It is a total that surpassed the university's expectations. Former British language teacher turned student recruiter Martin Stanton was manning University College Birmingham's stall in another part of the fair. It had succeeded in attracting sizeable interest, and he's more than happy with the promotion in Prague and other Czech cities.
We've had record numbers of applications this year. I think so far, up to January, we've had 54 undergraduate applications, which is a really enormous amount of students, so we're really happy with that.
University College Birmingham started its promotions in the Czech Republic around 8 years ago. A key factor was Czech entry into the European Union, and with it the possibility of Czech students being able to apply for repayable student loans from the British state to meet the costs of tuition. Initially, the interest amounted to a handful of students, but that has clearly changed. Mr. Stanton says one of the main attractions at the university is that it can demonstrate practical aspects of the courses in such fields as hotel management, tourism and events management, and the fact that they can lead directly to jobs.
I think one of the main factors is our courses are very practically focused, so students realise that when they leave the university, they're going to have a set of skills that will make them marketable and employable.
Aneta Reznikova chose to do her master's degree at Birmingham and is now part of the university's recruitment staff. She echoed the praise of the practical approach and contrasts it with her experience under the Czech education system, which is frequently attacked as being far too theoretical and stuck in the past.
It's more or less based on some real projects. We get these projects actually also from the real companies, so students are prepared for the real environment once they finish their university. So that's the main actually experience which I got. Together, moreover, the lectures are not that formal like in Czech Republic. I mean, it's more friendly, so students feel more comfortable, calm down, and if they have any questions, no question is stupid. So that's what I liked about the university, you know.
Aneta says the costs of studying abroad might appear at first prohibitive, but with the teaching fees covered by a grant, the main costs are food and lodging. One helpful factor was that part-time jobs were fairly easy to find in Britain's second city. She boasts that she found a job after only 2 hours of searching. But it's not a flood of Czechs seeking to study in Britain or other European countries at the moment. In the 2012-2013 educational year, there were 865 undergraduate and 385 postgraduate students enrolled at British universities and colleges. That total of 1,250 was slightly down on the amounts from the previous years, which were 1,275 and 1,185. Czech educational authorities are vague on the number and whereabouts of Czech students who have chosen to study abroad. But if the step of moving abroad is too big to contemplate, that's not necessarily a problem, since an ever-increasing number of foreign universities are setting up outposts in the Czech Republic. Germany's Fresenius University of Applied Science has recently done just that. Communications manager Alexandra Mostyn says one of the advantages is that it can offer Czech students courses at 8 German centres.
I think the Fresenius Hochschule has a lot to offer to Czech students, especially our international relations. We have about 8 schools in Germany where Czech students can study as part of their degree course in Prague. And considering the fact that Germany is a very important economic partner of the Czech Republic, I think this is something we can offer to our students.
So higher education looks like it's increasingly a marketplace where there is more and more on offer if you're prepared to look around and expand your horizons. Most Czech and European higher education institutions are currently, though, facing low student enrolment due to the low birth rate of around 20 years ago, even though around 3/5 of Czechs are now opting for further studies after school. The total number of Czechs aged 18 to 21 is expected to stay around 90,000 to 95,000 a year until 2025, when the figures should climb again. To put that in context, the total was around 140,000 a decade ago. But the jobs market appears to be tightening even faster than the declining student numbers, and having a degree no longer for Czechs is the guaranteed entry into a decent job that it used to be. A study by the Czech Ministry of Education estimates that by 2020 there will be 1.5 million Czechs with higher education qualifications, or around 25% of the total workforce. However, only 20% of the jobs will be in areas traditionally regarded as needing graduates. That means new graduates will have more problems finding the jobs they want, and an increasing number will have to make do with work that falls well below their expectations. So, from the student side as well, there looks like there will be an increasing emphasis on finding ways to stand out from the crowd, perhaps through foreign education or through studies at institutions with close links to private companies and potential employers. So are the Czech Republic's traditional universities threatened by growing local and foreign competition? Václav Hájek says many private colleges and universities that have been set up in the Czech Republic over the last decade still have a very mixed reputation. For the scope of subjects, partnerships with foreign universities and research options offered, Charles University is still way out there in front, he says.
Charles University has a wider offer with 17 faculties and around 600 separate subject areas than these small universities. When it comes to internationally prestigious educational institutions like Oxford, Cambridge and such like, it's clear that their reputation and the financing and support they get is undoubtedly higher. But what we appreciate is when one of our students, for example, leaves to go and study at one of those prestigious international universities, maybe on a doctorate course for young students, and the rector gets a letter back praising the level of his education and the fact that he's holding his own. Většinou se to týká třeba mladých talentovaných doktorandů
na takových prestižních ústavech a obstojí tam. Education is a two-way street. Charles University is the most successful at recruiting foreign students, with around 7,000 on its books. They sometimes study in Czech, sometimes English, and less often in French and German. Altogether, there are estimated to be around 38,000 foreigners enrolled in Czech colleges. And if Czechs start to be enticed in greater numbers abroad, foreign student numbers at Czech institutions could be even more crucial in the future.
That edition of In Focus by Chris Johnson brings us to the end of this half-hour broadcast from Radio Prague. You'll find us online at radio.cz. Should you like to contact us, then please write to english@radio.cz. We'll be glad to hear from you. This is Daniela Lazarová saying thanks for joining us today and goodbye.